freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
It's the Monday night edition. Don't forget you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photos, and we put them up there on the Shrine because we're proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live. We've got three distinct subcategories of the Shrine. There's the validated section for those who have sent in a photo with them holding up a sign that references Free Talk Live, so it proves that they listen. There's the regular Shrine section of women that have sent us their photos. And then there's the Hall of Shame, those who have we've outed. We've proven that
they're not really women?
They're fakes.
Oh.
Well, we don't know if it was a woman or not that sent them, but they certainly weren't the persons who actually sent.
Just a picture somebody sent.
Yeah, the picture that somebody found on the internet, edited to make it look like they listened to Free Talk Live, and they didn't fool us, so they ended up in the Hall of Shame. It's all there at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. And again, that's freestateproject.org. So we got all kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight. One of the things that we've been touching on, we have hit on once tonight, has been, well, how to hit on the opposite sex at a funeral. And Johnson, you brought this in, apparently from Maxim.
And I want to get calls from people, too, about the weirdest places that they've picked up on their respective others or members of the opposite sex.
Or okay. Tacky places that other people have tried to pick them up.
Okay. Yeah, that'll,
yeah,
work,
that'll
too.
Work, too.
800-259-9231, and whether or not they were successful picking you up. So, tips on how to pick someone up at a funeral. Tip number two, Johnson.
Okay. Show your sympathetic aid. Supposedly, when women are grieving, they're actually kind of horny. Says Ron Lewis, co-author of How to Succeed with Women and co-editor of howtosucceedwithwomen.com. And while sappiness, usually turns the honeys off these days, the rules go out the window when there's a 6-foot mahogany centerpiece. Show her you're in tune with your emotions, says Lewis, and she may start thinking of pairing up. Comfort the bereaved in an ostentatious way, and make sure your gal sees tears. Carry sliced onions tied in a hanky.
What? This is outrageous.
It is outrageous.
What are you supposed to do with the sliced onions?
Think about how the bastards canceled Knight Rider. Whatever it takes. When it comes time to console your target, says Lewis, use flirtatious body language. Hold her hand and rub her back. You'll definitely get a phone number.
I'm sorry. That one, I'm going to throw that one out the window.
That's just tacky.
That's not going to help anybody. And in fact, it's
false. From Maxim. I mean, come on.
But the first one was legit, I think. The first one,
right.
Which
mm-hmm.
the first tip that we read last hour was suggesting that you not be all moody and down and maudlin at the funeral and just kind of be the one person there that really loves life and celebrates life and moves on with life and you know, make good eye contact, etc. It had some really good tips. This is a total joke. I can't imagine somebody carrying a handful of onions to a funeral and then trying to pick up, why do you smell like onions?
What?
Were there hamburgers back there? That one was bad.
Well, the other one
interesting,
was
but
to think
bad.
Of why they canceled Knight Rider. I mean,
right. We'll come up. There's a third one, and I don't know how bad or good it is, but we might get to it before the end of the show tonight.
Yeah.
So if you got a comment, 800-259-9231, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Let's continue with John's email here. He said that he thinks people deserve liberty. And apparently, I think, have we come to a consensus here on Free Talk Live that people by default, well, maybe people by default deserve liberty, but then you can rescind your deservation of liberty by being a jerk. How about that? By being anti-freedom like our politicians are.
I think that people are born with the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
But you can give those away.
Yes.
And if you do, well, you don't deserve them then.
Right.
In the same way that if I go out and I sign the title of my car over and give it to somebody on the street, I don't deserve it back.
Mm-hmm. Agree with that. He says, I think that this country could get back to the mindset that this is an inalienable right of all people. Our country could get back to being that shining city on a hill, or I guess in this case, country on a hill. But I think you probably meant that people shouldn't expect to be handed freedom and liberty. I think that every human being on this planet deserves to live their lives without state oppression, and that everyone should be protected from their own tendencies to oppress. This is essentially the sole function of the Constitution, or at least the overriding concern in drafting it. What we're seeing play out is the infinite wisdom of the Founding Fathers. They knew that power corrupts. So every single time these politicians in Washington defy the forefathers and stomp on our liberty, they spit on the graves of those revolutionary heroes. These are the people that spilled their blood to etch liberty in stone for Americans. We deserve our liberty because our ancestors have already laid down their lives to create the most free country on the face of the earth. I can't say I disagree with any of this so far at this point. Jefferson said that, quote, "A Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to against every government, and what no just government should refuse or rest on inference." Now, if only our current politicians could read that particular statement.
Right.
Because we've got a set of politicians in Washington that insist that people in other countries aren't afforded the protections of the Bill of Rights. We've actually had them come out in public and say that if you're not an American citizen, you don't have those same rights.
And people who stand for our very restrictive immigration laws don't agree with that sentiment either.
You're right.
If everybody in the world is in fact endowed with certain inalienable rights, among them being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
mm-hmm.
and those countries that they are in don't afford them those rights, and they want to come to America in order to get those rights, we should let them in.
I agree with that 100%.
Now, I don't agree that we should give them free hospitalization
no.
and pay for their, give them food stamps and child care and all that other thing. I don't think those are rights.
No.
Those are
quote-unquote
entitlements.
I have a few choice words for the people who believe that way and don't believe that the Bill of Rights are simply inalienable rights granted to people by their creator, as is stated in the Bill of Rights. And my few choice words are, you are ignorant, uneducated, stupid, lackwitted dullards.
Well, ignorant. Yeah, I agree with the ignorant part. I don't know if they're necessarily dullards, and they just might not have come across the right information. They might not have been...
I think a lot of people have not even looked at liberty. It's not something that people look at.
It's not like they've never heard the sentence, we are granted these these certain inalienable rights.
It's possible they haven't heard that sentence. It's possible. I mean, they were raised by the government education system. They don't talk about this stuff. You don't learn about liberty when you go to school.
I think you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
We never read the Constitution. We never read the Constitution. We never read the Bill of Rights.
I know I read it in public school before even getting into my private school education. I was exposed to the Bill of Rights.
You got lucky. I think you got lucky, Johnson, in that case. Yeah. He goes on to say, while I'm not sure I even believe in God, nothing makes more sense to me than when Thomas Jefferson said, quote, "The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. What people don't deserve is oppression, which is why it's always just to fight against it, and never just to impose it." On the other hand, Jefferson warned the United States that if people are not educated and the blood of patriots is not spilled, liberty will die. So while we deserve liberty, we can't expect tyrants to stop oppressing unless we stand up to them and say no, like the outlaw manicurist did today in New Hampshire. He stood up and said no and got arrested for it. But
and we
want to
thank him here at Free Talk Live.
Yeah. He says, wonder if that's why you aren't allowed to defend yourself against a bully in government schools. They don't want us to take Jefferson too seriously and get too confident. And so I just think that he makes a good point there, especially at the end where you have to stand up. If you want liberty to exist, period, you have to stand up and fight for it. The outlaw manicurist did it today. He stood up. He was willing to go to jail to give a manicure without a license to protest the asininity of licensing laws. And we're here on Free Talk Live every night doing the communication aspect of it. We're bringing this message to people. We're bringing the message of liberty and freedom to the unwashed masses, to those of you who have gone to government education indoctrination centers, if you will, as I did. It's not too late to learn this stuff. It's not too late to learn that you really do have rights and they deserve to be protected, but this government is running roughshod over them. There's more coming up. It's your show. Manwich, I know you've got something interesting on the way. Free Talk Live. Well, what is that, Manwich?
Oh, that, just throw me under the bus.
Yeah, you should be ready.
I got a shacking up story.
Shacking up, coming up on Free Talk Live. Good enough.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide. starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Here till 10 o'clock. And anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something new to announce about the show, we'll send you an email, and you'll get it straight in your inbox in moments. Like today, we announced the fact that we appeared on Tampa Bay's Fox 13 today.
And how exciting.
If you were tuned into your email this afternoon, you found that out, and we're able to watch it, if you're in Tampa Bay.
I wasn't able to watch it. I missed it.
I wasn't able either, unfortunately, but we're going to do our best to get
our picture's on TV, and I didn't get to see it.
I know my mom recorded it, so at the very least, we'll get a copy of it. We'll eventually put it up on the website so everybody can take a look at that. Apparently, the coverage was pretty good, actually. So you can go to freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. We've been kind of touching on some personal issues here tonight. In fact, we just got an email from a gentleman who appreciated that. He appreciated the fact that Johnson had brought up the how to pick up women at funerals article.
Yeah. I just, you know, I wanted to comment on that. The, you know, the thanks for the break on politics. And, you know, I'm glad that he liked what I did and isn't hating on me anymore. But
this is a different guy.
Oh, it was a different guy. Oh, okay. But I did want to just comment and say that, you know, this is the show about your calls and about what you want to talk about.
It is.
So at any time, you guys can call in and bring up a subject. One of my favorite topics in the past, and, you know, it's not necessarily one that we talk about now, is about tipping.
Oh, yeah, tipping.
That was one of my favorite, because, you know, we've covered that on the show a couple times.
Tipping is just baffling to know how much to tip.
Just who tips, and, you know, who tips more than other, you know, what types of people tip when, and you know, what's appropriate for different places, and whatnot. I love that subject, but, I mean, it just seems like now we wouldn't have as many delivery folk and restaurateurs and whatever.
Well, all in good time, Johnson. We're
exactly.
Only on 4 radio station affiliates at the moment. Actually, cancel that. I don't know if we can. Yeah, we can officially announce it. In a few weeks, we'll be on 6 radio station affiliates, so
yeah,
we're going to
be
increasing by 50%
yeah.
Our affiliate count, a 50% increase, which
it's
is
going to be radio superstars.
I'm just saying, you know, there are some topics that are better than others, but I mean, I'm sure there are still ample good topics out there that don't necessarily rely on a specific breed of people to call in.
Well, so if you want to bring something up, all you have to do is call in, toll-free, 800-259-9231, but if you don't, you're at our mercy, and so therefore, let's talk about shacking up, man.
Shacking up. Okay.
Not Shaq the basketball player.
There are some 144,000 unmarried couples living in North Carolina.
Mm.
And they're all breaking the law.
Uh-oh.
It's a statute that's been on the books since 1805.
What?
The law against cohabitation is rarely enforced, but now the American Civil Liberties Union is suing to overturn it altogether. On behalf of a former sheriff's dispatcher who says she had to quit her job because she wouldn't marry her live-in boyfriend. Deborah Hobbs, 40, says her boss, Sheriff Carson Smith of Pender County, near Wilmington, told her to get married, move out, find another job after he found out that she and her boyfriend had been living together for 3 years.
Wow, now that's almost slavery also. It's, you know, forced slavery to the state at that point.
Well,
because
it's only because it's a government. I feel like a regular employer should have the option of telling their employee that they could, you know, they should be married or not. Because
certainly hashed this out enough over the weekend. Yes, I agree with you.
I feel like, you know, if you're a conservative Christian and you run your own business and one of your employees is living in quote-unquote sin, then you should be able to fire them over that. But now a sheriff's, you know, they're the government. I don't think they should be able to do it.
I agree with that.
Okay. Her suit, filed in March in state court, seeks to have the cohabitation law declared unconstitutional.
Hmm. Good. It should be.
Certainly the government has no business regulating racial relationships between consenting adults in the privacy of their own homes, said Jennifer, state executive director of the ACLU. This law is 200 years old, and a lot of people are very surprised that we even have it on the books.
No doubt about it. And just because a law is old doesn't mean it's any good.
No.
Just because it's lasted a long time doesn't mean that it's supposed to be there still.
Apparently Hobbs, who is still living with her boyfriend, declined to be interviewed for this story. I'm not even sure that the ACLU is and she are working together. Yes, they are. They are working together. She just didn't want to be interviewed.
She's probably not a good spokesperson.
Yeah, perhaps. Anyway, it's hard to understand that any serious argument that would not include the right to live together. This was said by the chief counsel for, you know, some ACLU...
Okay.
Task force.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I think it's just the strangest thing. This 1805 law was enforced against somebody in 2004. That's 200 years later.
Well, now, she was threatened with it. Was it actually enforced
against
her?
It was not enforced. She actually quit her job.
Right. She did what the sheriff wanted. It was either get married or quit, right?
Mm-hmm. Get married, move out, or quit.
You know, it's possible that the sheriff... Now, to be fair, we're not possessed with all the facts here, and I support what the ACLU is doing. I support getting rid of this law. It's silly. But let's look at it from the sheriff's perspective.
Now, if you listen to all those right-wing talk show hosts, the ACLU can't do anything right.
Oh,
not right-wing talk show hosts.
No, the right-wing talk show hosts, not only can the ACLU not do anything right, but they're evil!
Right.
Yes.
They're going to be the downfall of this country!
Yep.
Oh.
Secularists!
Yeah, that's right,
secularists. What they do is they hate Jesus. That's what they do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
but let's look at it from the sheriff's perspective. What was her job? Was she a dispatcher?
Dispatcher.
Now, let's say she was a lousy, lousy dispatcher.
Then he should fire her for being a bad dispatcher.
Falling asleep at the, you know, the phone bank.
Proverbial wheel.
Et cetera. And we know there are some lousy dispatchers out there. But
sure.
We all know that when it comes to the police, and when it comes to being a government bureaucrat and getting fired, It is next to impossible to fire government bureaucrats. Now, if it was easier, then he really probably could just fire her for falling asleep at the job. But in most government bureaucracies, you can only transfer people. I mean, she'd get transferred to some other desk job where she could fall asleep. It is the guy that shot the head off of a family dog was just reprimanded and then put back on out on the streets. I mean, these cops, you can't get them canned for the life of you. They could molest little girls and it'd be a tough time getting them fired.
I think you're exaggerating a bit.
Maybe a little bit on that one. But for the most part, I'm not exaggerating. So I'm just suggesting that maybe the sheriff was, like, breaking into the law books, trying to find a reason why he could get rid of this woman, and finally found one.
He sure went back a ways.
Yeah, now he's got a lawsuit on his hands, which is a good thing. I'm happy with the lawsuit.
I don't know. One of the things that I find that's in common with it, whenever any of these right-wing talk show hosts starts reporting on anything about the ACLU, the thing that I find in common with all the reports is that they're just either very, very well spun, even the no spin zone.
Uh-huh.
He's the master of spin.
Yes, absolutely.
And every time he talks about the ACLU, he's lying to you. outright lying to you.
What I want to know is, how does Rush Limbaugh feel about them? Because didn't they get behind him on
he
his...
He still hates them. I heard him. I heard him bashing them the other day.
Didn't they get behind him with the pill situation, though?
Yep.
With the medical records that they were looking for? Because wasn't the state of Florida looking
But Rush Limbaugh is a big pile of trash. I mean, what do you want?
It's yeah, he's just unprincipled
He's
garbage.
A druggie. He's probably spun out right now.
You're probably right. I've heard he's had to check back into rehab again, but I never was able to confirm that.
But, as far as that goes, you know, like, one of the examples is you know, for example, one of the ACLU cases is that they were trying to, and I'll say it like a right-wing talk show host, the ACLU is trying to force the Boy Scouts to allow homosexuals into their rank, and the Boy Scouts should be allowed to do whatever they want, not allow homosexuals, and yada, 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 the ACLU is against freedom, they're going to be downfall of the country. Well, of course, that's the way the right-wing talk show host tries to tell it to you, but they're not spinning at all, no. But when you actually go look at it, the actual reason behind this was that the only reason the ACLU was saying that is because the Boy Scouts receive lots and lots of state funding.
Oh.
And, of course, if the state funding went away, they'd be like, fine, we, as a matter of fact, we'll support your right to kick them out.
Exactly. So, yes, if you take the 30 pieces of silver from the state, you've got all kinds of strings attached to that. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Monday Night Show, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still a good half hour for you to get your calls in about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jolson, cheerio.
And what? I said cheerio.
Tut-tut. Manwich.
Have a cup of tea.
I was just thinking that I should maybe, you know, we were talking about the voices that so I was thinking maybe every once in a while I should just drop into another voice.
How long could you keep that up? How long could you keep that up?
How long can I keep?
I can't keep up an accent for very long.
Oh, I could. Let me see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's far enough. 800-259-9231. Join us.
I was just reading our BBS online.
Yeah.
And one of the topics here is the Unabomber was a mind control subject to the CIA. We've got everything on our BBS.
You're right, we do.
Everything you could possibly want to talk about.
And we didn't start that topic, just so you know.
No.
One of our users.
One of our poster, Awaken Free.
Yeah, of all figures. One of our over 450 users on the bulletin board system, our 14,000-plus posts, they're all there for you to surf around through, and it's all free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and check that out.
We only had a dollar for every post.
So we were talking about this situation in North Carolina, where a woman was threatened with the loss of her job, and she worked for the sheriff's department. She was threatened with the loss of her job if she didn't get married. Apparently, she'd been living with her person she's been living with for a good three years or so.
Right, this person is of the opposite sex, yes.
Yeah, it would matter that much. I mean, it wouldn't matter to me, personally. I'd probably matter more to this particular sheriff. But you're not allowed to cohabitate. You're not allowed to live with another person of the opposite sex, I'm assuming who's not within your family, your immediate family, in the state of North Carolina, according to a 200-year-old law.
Oh, I bet you they're cracking down on this law for specifically the reasons that you were just bringing up, is that it's just another thing to get rid of them homosexuals.
But that's not how
they're not married and they can't cohabitate, then guess what? They can't even live in the state.
I don't know. Maybe the law does specify. I wonder if the law specifies that if it is a member of the opposite sex is the only way you could get charged. Because I don't know if they were writing laws that were necessarily as anti-homosexual back then.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's not clear as to what the law says.
But the law definitely does say you cannot live with someone else with whom you're in a relationship.
My bet is maybe they weren't trying to word the law that way, but maybe it's worded in such a way that now they're taking advantage of the law because it is worded in such a way where they can use it to their advantage.
Who knows? It's an outrageous law either way. The ACLU is fighting it, and I think it's a good thing. They need to get rid of this.
Do you think the sheriff should be enforcing it? If it's a law on the books.
Well, of course.
Well, the sheriffs will always say, I'm just doing my job when it comes to the laws on the books. They enforce whatever laws they want to in reality, but, you know, when it's time to make an excuse, it's, I'm just doing my job. So, yeah, he's obviously enforcing it because it's on the books. He was looking for a reason to fire this woman, and he came up with one.
Apparently, he's relatively easy, even-handed if what he says here is true. Says that he tries to avoid hiring people who openly live together, but he doesn't send out deputies to enforce the law.
He tries to... It is just bizarre to me why some people have this obsession with marriage, as though it somehow legitimizes your relationship. And I don't believe that it does. And I think this. I hope that the ACLU is successful with this. They are taking it to court.
Well, they beat the North Dakota challenge in January, so apparently the same thing.
Oh, so is it going? They beat it. You mean they challenged the same law in a different state? Is that what you just said?
Oh no! It says actually in January the North Dakota House defeated a challenge to its cohabitation law, 52-37. Apparently,
They defeated
Virginia and North Dakota have one. Oh my goodness.
Jeez. Is it going on here in Florida? Does that whole list of states that have these? Because
apparently
I might be in violation, man. Which we might get a raid here any moment. Wow, it's a good thing you're married, man. Which 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231.
From what, I'm not sure.
And likely they'll only go after the people who are. Because we've talked about marriage plenty of times on this show, and I've mentioned that I'm not going to get a state marriage. If I get married, it's not going to be a state-approved marriage.
It'll just be a ceremony.
Right, so therefore...
So you'll be married, but you won't be married in the state.
What would the sheriff think about that?
I don't think he might be a little
too kindly on it. Yeah, let's go to the phones to the fun. It's your show. Take control. Terry in West Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey.
Just finally found out about the guy in New Hampshire. I think his name is Michael. That was given manicures.
Yes, the outlaw manicures. You just found out about this? We've been talking about it for weeks.
I knew you'd been talking about it, but I finally found out that he actually got arrested, which
yes.
I didn't know until tonight. Think of that. Is if there's any sort of fund set up or anything like that? I mean, I'd like to donate money to pay this guy's fine.
That's a great thing. I know there have been people that were donating some money in advance because he may need a lawyer. Like you said, he may have to pay a fine. Because he is going to plead guilty on it. I would suggest that you go to nhfree.com, Terry. Nhfree, like New Hampshire, nhfree.com. And there's a forum on there, and there's a thread about the civil disobedience that he did on that forum, and you can get in touch with people who could help you with that there. There's a good crew.
Have he had a lot of support for what he's doing out there? Or did,
well, when you say a lot of support, do you mean monetary donations, or do you mean people were behind him?
Behind it doesn't matter. I mean, as far as is he getting positive press, or do you think it's all negative up there?
So far, the press that I've seen has all been positive.
It's been pretty positive, been pretty neutral, but with just making fun of the government in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would call it positive. And of course, Free Talk Live has been talking about it for a month and a half.
Even if he had gotten a front page story that was negative, I'd still count that as positive personally. But he didn't. The front page story he got was totally positive towards him, in my opinion. And he's gotten a lot of good press attention. Of course, now he's sitting in jail, and I'm sure there will be more to this story as time goes on. And, of course, we'll be following it right here on Free Talk Live.
All right.
Terry, you got anything else for us?
Oh, not really. I just was curious about that. I'm going to the Free State once it gets up to the numbers. I'm just waiting to see.
Are you a member of the Free State Project, Terry?
Yeah, I signed up a couple of years ago.
Congratulations.
But I've just been waiting around, and I'm just waiting for it to get a little steam going again.
Right on. Well, the 100 or so people there are definitely getting the steam going, I would say. So it's an exciting time, and we wish we were there. So, Terry, thanks for the call, man.
Are you guys going up for Pork Fest?
Oh, you know what? We're working on that.
Yeah.
The Porcupine Festival is happening in late July, the last week of July, and it's going to be a huge gathering of liberty lovers from all around the world.
They're including Michael Badnarik, right?
That's right. Former presidential candidate Michael Badnarik. I believe Ron Paul is going to be speaking there.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a hell of an event.
Awesome.
And Free Talk Live will be coming to you live.
That's,
from the Porcupine.
That is the plan. We just got to figure out how we're going to get up there.
You guys can go mobile with your broadcast.
We're working
on
it.
Well, it'll be a little bit of a hassle and a haul, but yeah.
we have to get some approval from the campground and some other things. So it's not official yet. We haven't announced it yet, but we are working on it. So Terry, good call. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm really looking forward to
it. I really want to go to Pork Fest. The Porcupine Festival.
I've never been north of Boston. When I was a kid, I went to Boston for like a
week.
There
isn't much north of Boston, just so
right.
You know.
But that's it. That's as far as I went. And I don't think it was even, I think it was during the summertime. So I guess the weather would be kind of similar when we go up there. It should be nice.
Oh, well, it's beautiful up in New England in the summer.
I mean, it's going
wonderful.
To be, yeah, it's going to be like, what, springtime here in Florida, that kind of thing?
I would reckon it would be in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm going to beg to differ.
What?
living in Connecticut all my life for the most part, and Maine, and the mountains of New Hampshire, I've been up there. No, the summers there are actually much worse.
Much hot?
Because there's no breeze. There's no seashore breeze. So all the humidity that you get up there is just sitting in the air stagnant. So I actually feel it's hotter up there than down here because during the day and the evening here, there's always a breeze.
Interesting. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We got some hate mail coming up. We'll get to that. Hate mail.
Finally.
We haven't had hate mail in so long. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. It's Ian here with you. Anything goes. And who else is here?
Johnson. And Manley.
All right. 800-259-9231. We're talking about, well, whatever you want. Again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. Check out the archives, last 6 days of the show right there on the front page. And we now have the last few months' worth of the show, thanks to the good folks at downloadradio.org. All you have to do is click on their link right below the sixth show, and it'll take you back. Weeks.
Now, do they have it in the same sort of amount of bits per...
It's the exact same archive files that we put up. Back when we put
really?
It up. Yeah.
Wow. Back when, yeah. Wait, what? I thought
so
they
that's
were
a
lower
lot
bit
of
rate.
Space that just in our archive.
I thought
archive.
They were a lower bit rate. Nope. I thought they were 24 or something like that.
We're 24. Our archives are 24 kilobits per second.
Oh.
Yeah, and so are theirs. So they've just been taking our archives.
It's just our live stream that has the beefy, nice quality sound.
Well, we want to give people a reason to tune in live, so right. We've got the high-end, high-caliber broadband stream that we offer.
Doesn't sound like we're coming live to you from a tin can.
Right.
Well, then, you know, we were having a discussion earlier today about another radio show sounding nice and crisp and clear. That kind of makes a little bit of an explanation to me.
Okay. 800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. So go grab up the archives. We've got a whole bunch of them nowadays. 800% more at freetalklive.com. And the most important thing, they're all free. Let's get to this email from Matt. He says, I just thought I should tell you that I find your show completely biased.
Thanks.
You seem to blame everything on the government, and anyone who disagrees with you is being completely unreasonable. Seriously, is there anything that the government has done right?
Well, my question to you, Matt, would be, what has the government done right?
Yeah, don't ask us that question, because I'll say no.
Please call in and tell us. We'd like to know. I don't think you're going to be able to give us a great answer.
Yeah, let's have a brainstorming session. Maybe there's something we missed here, guys, over the two or so years that we've done Free Talk Live. And we've analyzed countless issues, countless different government programs. There must be one of them that has done something right.
Well, I'm sure they've done good things for people.
Right.
But as for, you know, right in a moral sense of the word, if they're taking money in a way to do a good, if they're taking money from somebody forcibly in order to do a good thing, that's armed
robbery.
The means
do not justify the ends.
I don't think they do, no. If I go out tonight with my, you know, Sig Sauer 9mm and I stick it at somebody's forehead and I say, give me your wallet, and then I take that wallet to, you know, some homeless guy and I give him the money out of that wallet, I haven't done anything good.
No, no, I don't think so. Not even if you took that money and gave it to a starving child or gave it to, you know,
are we talking
charity.
About food stamps?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Well, right, so the difference between what the government does and what you were just talking about, robbing someone at gunpoint, is with the government, you're asking the government to do it for you. You're saying, I want to feed poor children.
Hey, jackbooted thugs, why don't you come over here?
Yeah. And you're sicking the government thugs, if you will, on those on innocent people to take their money and forcibly take it and then give it to the people.
Well,
that
they've
you
got nifty
deserve.
Riot gear. I mean, I can't afford that kind of riot gear. True. I just need to ask the
it's
police.
It's a lot easier for the
police. Do my jackbooted thuggery for me.
The Libertarian Party, their main tenet is that they don't use force in order to achieve political means.
Right.
And by that definition, the government's not going to do very much right by our standards.
I mean, how much would
we support a small constitutional government.
I mean, how much would that kind of force cost if you were to hire the mafia to do that for you? I mean,
it'd be pretty pricey. Yeah.
Well, we pay a high price.
Yeah,
on
we
freedom.
Pay. Yeah, exactly. Our government is not exactly efficient when it comes to transferring funds. So.
Right. They just spread it out amongst thousands of people. You know?
So you're going to definitely hear us being against the government on this show, Matt. And you don't ever answer it in your email. Why don't you call us sometime? And we know you're listening tonight because you sent that follow up email. That was a guy who commented on the dating at the funeral thing. So obviously you're listening. What government program do you love? What's your favorite government program, Matt? We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, moving on here, he says the government releases a food pyramid to try and get all the fat people slim again, and we would say, I can't believe they'd do such a thing. I know. Shame on
Actually,
them for trying to...
We did, right? We already covered that.
Yes, I covered the food pyramid. And I think the food pyramid's Orwellian, for the government telling you, you should eat 7 vegetables per day, and 3 fruits.
Why do we need a bunch of bureaucrats telling us what to eat?
That's what nutritionists are for.
Yeah, that's their job.
And why shouldn't you be able to select which nutritionist to tell you what to eat? Because there are different ones with different theories and different opinions.
They absolutely are. This whole...
Wasn't it like George, the first George is like allergic to broccoli, and Ronald Reagan likes jelly beans. I mean,
yes.
Is that their idea of nutrition?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, he says, shame on them for trying to get people to slim down. I also heard a comment about how this country is on its way to slavery. WTF, which of course stands for what the... actually, sorry, dude, we're already here. We're already here. We are slaves to the government. Because if you're paying taxes and you're not doing it voluntarily, then you're a slave.
Matt, if I sent you out to work every day and made you give me half of your paycheck, would you be half my slave? Because you're given half your paycheck, approximately, depending on how much money you make. You're giving a portion of your paycheck to the government every time you go. And you're that percentage of a slave because you're working for the government for the first 4 or 5 months of the year.
For example, I didn't go to state schools. I don't have an intention of having kids. Why should I send your kids to school?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
He says, so that's really all I have to say. Oh, and also, you tell your listeners to vote for you guys way too much. You probably spend more time saying vote for us because it means oh so much than actually talking about the pointless issues that you discuss. Who cares? Just shut up and do your stupid little show instead of tell your listeners 25 times to vote. You probably won't even read this to your listeners for fear that they might actually realize what a waste, spelled W-A-I-S-T, waste of time that it is, Jonathan.
Well,
I don't
he's been reading the food pyramid.
Yeah, I don't think that was a waste of time at all, and all I have to say to you, Jonathan, is go to vote.freetalklive.com because right now we're behind by just a few votes. So if you go to vote.freetalklive.com, we're ahead by a few votes the website where we are number one in the world in podcasting. So we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Let's see if we can say it 25 more times before the end of this particular segment. Never mind. Let's just go to freetalklive.com and vote for the show.
You're done crying.
More coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. To our last emailer, don't forget to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Yeah, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Top of the evening, it's Johnson here.
And Manwich.
Hi, have you got your lucky charms?
Have you got your lucky charms? Yeah.
Anyway, we're here until just a few more minutes, but you can still sneak your call in, 800-259-9231, and you can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can vote for the show at great sites like podtower.com, and, of course, a big thanks to the crew over at downloadradio.org. They're archiving our shows way beyond the 6 days that we usually give away on our website, so a big thanks to them. And we're going to be giving out props to them quite a bit more from here on out, because they're doing our listeners a big favor. They could charge for that, you know?
Yes, they could,
if they wanted to, even though it is our archives, and they're not. We could have entered into an agreement with them saying, "Hey, you charge them, and we'll take a percentage of that." And no, instead, we decided we want our listeners to have more archives, because we've been asked by them before. Hey, can we go back a little bit further? Johnson, do we have more on the picking up people at funerals issue? Because we've kind of been touching on some tips as to how to potentially pick up the opposite sex at a funeral. And I know that we've touched on one of them, which I thought was really good, which was that you should be the one person at the funeral who loves life and makes it clear at the funeral that you love life. Now, the second one that we saw was really cheesy, like cry and fake as though you're actually sad, fake sympathy in order to get some sort of sexual sympathy from the women there. I don't think that that's a very honest way to start a relationship. So what's the third
one? I don't know if you're going to like number three. Tactic number three, jump her bones. No patience for sensitivity? Try a more direct approach.
Turns out women can be just as prone to heartless perversion as men.
Well, that's true.
If that new Oprah magazine isn't lying to us anyway. And that Kleenex crumpling blonde, second pew from the left, may be just as turned on as you are by the concept of boning in a boneyard. Chat with her, advises Kurt, a 27-year-old funeral director in a small town he'd rather not get thrown out of, than comment on the easy access to limos and hearses, as well as the dozens of private coffins available, and see where that goes. If you draw a horrified reaction, laugh sheepishly and claim that grief has wreaked havoc on your sense of humor.
What were you supposed to suggest? Okay. It was a little broken up.
Sorry. He says, this comment is advice from Kurt, 27-year-old funeral director in a small town he'd rather not get thrown out of.
Oh, that's what that was about.
And
okay.
He says, then comment on the easy... He's suggesting that you should comment on the easy access to limos, hearses, as well as on the dozens of private coffins available.
That's terrible.
That goes.
Yeah, that's pretty tacky, yeah.
Yeah, that's really tacky. It's Maxim magazine.
Do guys really... No, I'm serious. Do guys... I mean, a lot of guys read this magazine. Do they take this seriously?
I'm sure that there are some.
Are there dudes that sit there and read this and then go to their next funeral and try that out?
There are lots and lots of women out there that find that type of bravado and just over the top and just telling them what to do.
Yeah, and it never hurts to ask. It never hurts to ask, right? So, as long as it's not the
They're just like, now, the back of this hearse. Well, and it's just like, and some people...
I had a friend who told me about his friend when he was in the military that used to, you know, they would all go on leave, and they were four friends, and the three of them would go to a dinner. The third guy, he would go to the supermarket, stand outside, hold the door, and then ask girls if they wanted to go home with him.
Nice.
Apparently, he was successful.
Well, you
at
know,
some point
you only
another.
Get that one out of 100.
Exactly. Every no is one no closer to a yes. More Free Talk Live tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
This is Ann Johnson.
And Manwich.
It did work for him, though. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
G'day.
We'll
no worries,
see you
Mike.
Tomorrow night. If you're tired of...